Forgers and Artists, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Spera. Tony Tetro and the Fake Paintings of Prince Charles. Tony Tetro is a forger who recently rose to fame after making an outlandish claim. A property of the British royal family belonging to Prince Charles hosts three of his forgeries. £104 million sterling. That's the estimated value of the triple scam. Perhaps more. But let's start from the beginning. Anthony Jean Tetro was born in 1950 in the suburbs of New York. He was an altar boy at the Fulton Church. He first ran into trouble with his painting when he made a mural for the Paris school representing one of the nuns as a pinup, wearing her habit and a withered face. Sister Antonia, not liking his revisited image, slapped young Tony and denounced him to the priest, who only smiled. In 1967, Tony married his high school sweetheart, who'd become pregnant at 16. At age 17, he was the father of a little girl. Tetro moved to California and found a job selling furniture for the Broadway. He divorced 4 years later. Tony Tetro never really studied art or developed the desire to create his own style. He learned on his own through various books, from visiting museums and copying those he admired. Tetro had a revelation when he read Fake, the story of the life of a famous forger, Elmire de Hori. He left for Italy in early 1978, and there he met an old man named Carlo at the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. Over 4 days, Carlo taught him how to paint flesh tones like the great Renaissance masters. Tetro began to sell his reproductions under his artist name, Petrocelli. The dealers of the time would admit that many collectors were more attached to the beauty of the painting than to its authenticity. The 1980s in the United States were marked by the discovery in galleries of more than $1 billion worth of fake Dalí. Not all of them by Tetro, of course. Many specialized magazines explain that the world of fine arts is a particular milieu full of obscure secrets. Dealers and experts are kings, and financial transactions reach exorbitant amounts. The identity of the seller as well as that of the buyer is often confidential in order to guarantee the security of the assets, but this opaque infrastructure favors scams. On his website, Tetro recounts the first time he sold fakes. I walked around in flip-flops and shorts, took my paintings to dealers in Palm Springs, and claimed my grandfather left them to me. I'm not sure they believed my story, but it didn't matter. They'd give me $4,000 for a painting and sell it for $150,000. His perfectionism and the quality of his paintings make Tony Tetro famous in the business and rich. With his Mafia Don look, he drives around in luxury cars. The first is a Rolls-Royce Silver Spirit, then a Ferrari 360 Modena, and a Lamborghini Countach. The purchase of his second Ferrari brings him into contact with James Stunt, but we'll come back to that later. Tony Tetro sets up a watchmaking company named Antonio Tetro. His ambition is to invent the finest mechanical watch in the world. He regrets never having really created anything and dreams of signing his watch. In late 1988, the artist Hiro Yamagata finds fakes of his work in a Beverly Hills gallery. Mark Henry Sawicki, the gallery manager, is charged with art forgery and grand theft in March 1989. In order to get a reduced sentence, Sawicki denounces Tetro, who provided him with the paintings, and traps him with a wiretap during an arranged meeting. The prosecutor's office nicknames Tetro the biggest forger in the United States. During a search in April 1989, 250 forgeries are found in his home. Tony Tetro is charged with 44 art forgeries and conspiracy. Dalí, Rockwell, Joan Miró, and Marc Chagall, sold in a Los Angeles gallery for $100,000, are all his. He admits having painted the paintings, but he refuses to admit having usurped the signatures, explaining that he thought they would be presented as copies. The trial lasts more than 4 years. The legal costs force him to liquidate his assets one by one, and they leave him broke. Short of funds before the end, Tetro requests and obtains a public defender. In 1993, he's sentenced to 6 months in prison with a modified sentence allowing him to work outside. He paints prototype posters for the U.S. Highway Safety Administration. This is followed by 200 hours of community service, during which he's assigned to produce a mural on a public building. Upon his release in 1994, he's allowed to continue his artistic career, provided, of course, that it be clearly established that his paintings are reproductions. He gets 5 years of probation. While he was awaiting trial, the BBC featured him in 1991 in Fake or Fortune, a documentary showing the methods of creating forgeries based on the Tetro technique. He ages his lithographs with black coffee and bleach. "Coffee, you can smell it sometimes," he explains. "If you put your tongue on it, you can even taste it." He dips copper nails used to stretch canvas over wood and vinegar for a rustic effect. The careful application of umber, a brown pigment, diluted with linseed oil, gives the paintings the yellowed look of an antique masterpiece. Since 1994, Tetro has been contacted by various personalities or art dealers who want paintings in the manner of. They always acquire them, he argues, knowing that they are his paintings. In 2015, he's put in touch by his Ferrari dealer with James Stunt, also a collector of ultra-rich boy toys. Stunt, at the time, was husband to Petra Ecclestone, one of the three daughters of billionaire and Formula One money man Bernie Ecclestone. James Stunt formed a kind of friendship with Tetro and spent sleepless nights talking about art on the phone. He commissioned a Picasso Matador to display in his living room. Tetro explained in an interview with the Daily Mail that Stunt wanted the painting to look real. So Tetro sets up at the small round table in his kitchen to catch the afternoon light. He doesn't use an easel. He leans the canvas against a vase of the Three Graces that holds his brushes. He paints 3 or 4 hours a day, no more. Tetro delivers the Matador, a second Picasso, a Monet, and a Rembrandt at Stunt's request. Rather than cash, Stunt pays him with an authentic Joshua Reynolds portrait. Tony sells it at auction for £146,500 at Christie's. James Stunt buys 7 more replicas from Tetro, including a Degas, a Van Gogh, a Chagall, and a second Rembrandt. Tetro also provides him with a fake portrait of the young Caravaggio by Leonardo da Vinci. He laughingly admits that it's actually of himself as a teenager. In September 2017, Stunt invites Tetro to London, to his home in the wealthy neighborhood of Belgravia. The stay does not go well, and when Tony returns to Los Angeles, communication between the two has cooled. It is at this time that Tony learns of a loan contract between Stunt and Dumfries House for Monet's water lilies, Picasso's bathers, and the Dali. Tetro knows the paintings are his, but they are nevertheless insured for 50, 42, and 12 million pounds, respectively. Fearing that he will be implicated if the fraud is discovered, Tony decides in 2019 to tell the world about his links to Stunt. Cumnock Castle, Dumfries House, dates from the 18th century. It is located in East Ayrshire. It was purchased in 2007 by a consortium of charities led by Prince Charles. Public tours of Dumfries House have been available since 2008. The Prince's Foundation took over management in 2018. James Stunt entrusted 17 counterfeit works to the royal family to be displayed at the residence for 10 years. Queen Elizabeth II's heir is not implicated in any criminal activity. Indeed, upon learning of the forgeries, Michael Fawcett, former valet to the Prince of Wales and executive director of the Prince's Foundation, removed and returned all the paintings loaned by Stunt. Now 71 years old, Tony Tetro makes a legal living by copying masterpieces for private use by wealthy clients in their homes and offices. He is a repentant forger who continues to sell copies, but makes sure that every painting that leaves his studio is marked reproduction on the back. It is worth noting that he earned enough money from this business to buy himself a new Ferrari. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.